during the short work week. It's an early hump day, I guess. It's Tasted Tuesday, and this is the show about food and fun places in the mayhem of life, and a bit of shivering cold to start the day today. This is a real cold morning, minus 25 with the wind chill. And we should not really be this cold. We'll take a look at your forecast, and we might see a little bit of snow in our winter fair forecast. And we'll tell you when that could arrive. Welcome into the Beach Bunker for a Tuesday. Hope your Tuesday's off to a great start. We've got lots of fun stuff to talk about this morning. Yesterday, we had the bacon debate on how much you should cook your bacon. Maybe charcoal black. Maybe raw bacon. Oh, the story of why you never want to eat raw bacon ever. Pretty scary stuff. Oh, he was Puff Daddy. Then he was P. Diddy. Then just P. Then just Diddy. Now he's gone. He's gone bye-bye and might join R. Kelly in the big house in the big slammer. Quite the dramatic events unfolding yesterday involving rapper formerly known as Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, or some just call Diddy. We'll update you on the latest involving Diddy's flee from the law and what's going on there. Also, not just Kate making a video reveal on a health crisis. Someone in Hollywood did the same yesterday, and we'll tell you who that is coming up in the next little bit. More on my cable breakup. It's getting closer. I'm getting scared. It's less than a week now. Monday, April the 1st, I'm going to turn my television on and there will be nothing there. For the first time since 1984. You remember moving into your first apartment? It was one of the first things you did. You went, you bought a case of beer and you put it in your fridge and you turned the TV. The TV was the first thing in the apartment. That big, heavy, 50-pound TV that was only this big. And it went on the coke crate because you're starting out, got no furniture, everyone's sitting on boxes, but you got beer in the fridge, and you took the wire from the back of that TV and you put it into the apartment wall there where that little screw coming out of the wall is there. You put it on there. Oh, I've got my beer, and I've got my TV. Life is good. Did anybody turn the hot water tank on? We're not going to shower for a while. Don't worry about it. Sit down, have a beer. We've been lifting boxes. Let's watch some cable TV. And having moved across the country, lived in three provinces over 30 years, it was the first thing you did. Who's doing cable out there? Call them. Get it hooked up. I want it hooked up. You want it on the day that you move? No, I want it 2 days before I move. Because when I go to the apartment, I want to make sure that the cable is working. Nothing worse than cracking that first beer in your new apartment or your new home and not having the cable television. That is about to end on Monday. This is a big deal for me. This is a breakup. It's an emotional time. Even though I've been cheating, I've been in this relationship and I've been getting some on the side from Netflix and a little on the side from Prime. And yes, I've been with YouTube as well. I've been with YouTube and I'm not proud of it. More Canadians turning to streaming services despite price hikes. A new report suggests Canadian television viewing habits continue to shift towards streaming platforms at the expense of traditional cable and satellite services. This is called the Couch Potato Report. It was released Monday by Convergence Research. 42% of Canadian households did not have a TV subscription with a traditional provider. So we are almost at half. By 2026, it's over. Broadcast television will now be replaced by streaming. We are 2 years away from that. Meanwhile, the report says 80% of Canadians subscribe to a streaming service and 70% subscribe to both TV and one or more streaming services. And that's the boat I'm in right now. I'm part of the 70% that have decided, okay, I'm going to have my cable and I'm going to stream at the same time. Last year, 2.6% of Canadian TV subscribers cut the cord as the revenue brought in by traditional TV providers declined to $7.2 billion. as traditional broadcasting in general continues to plummet, streamers continue to rise. Well, looky here. Lucky for me, because I'm streaming to you. But I'm not really TV. I'm not really radio. I don't know what I am, but that doesn't matter. We're talking about TV subscriptions and what you can get for free. And Pluto is probably the best free platform that I've seen. That is, they got that going on. Now, there's ads on there, like your old TV subscription, but Pluto TV seems to be pretty good. I'm not hawking for them, or they're not an advertiser. I'm just saying that, as I become an old man, more and more, there is a lot of television shows that are aimed at me as the old man TV, Pluto TV. And Quentin says Rumble TV has the slap fights, the only sport he watches. It tells you everything you need to know about our friend Quentin. Karen N. says, we have Roku with Prime, Stack, and TSN, still less money than cable. Tosh has a good point, and you know what? It's a point well taken, Tosh, and not something that I had given a great deal of thought to be honest with you. I know that'll come as a shock and surprise. But Tosh says, I'd rather be out in the great outdoors and exploring nature. It is so much better. And that's why we waited till spring. Somebody had said on my Facebook page yesterday that it was a tradition in their household, and I knew I had friends that did this, and they ended up at my place, that they would cancel their cable come springtime to get the kids outside. But, I mean, cable in the 80s, come on now. Cable in the 80s is almost the same as the addiction kids have to, like, TikTok and their phones today. I mean, you couldn't get us off the couch. There was just, it's not going to happen. I mean, there was much music and Saturday morning cartoons. And I remember in 1983 and those first 10 years of my life watching awful television shows like Hercules and The Wizard of Oz. And, you know, you think back to that and you go, public television in Canada was friggin' brutal. They were in the 80s, they were playing shows made in the 50s and 60s, and they were saying, okay, Canadian kids, here's your Saturday morning cartoons. Okay. And we're watching this garbage from the 60s. It was garbage. It was awful. And then all of a sudden, 1984 hit. Welcome to cable television. USA Television, USA, 24 hours a day. Cartoons, here come the Smurfs, coming up tonight on NBC. You got the, oh my God, Not to mention, there's good Canadian television. Much music, videos, 24 hours a day. Van Halen, Aerosmith, Cyndi Lauper, Madonna, Michael Jackson. You made 24 hours a day. Music videos. Get outside, Tyler, get outside. I can't. My ass is attached to the couch. I can't do it. Why not? Because girls, they want to have fun. Oh, girls just don't want. You might as well jump. No? Yeah? You remember those days? You remember those days, don't you? Mama Sunday says, we've been without cable for about 9 years now. Not missed. Tosh says, she's following me probably in June. They watch WWE on Monday night. Someone cautioned me on sports. I'm an NFL fan. Now, YouTube just signed a big deal with NFL, and there's Amazon has the Thursday night games. I'm hoping I can get through that. Could this be the year I don't watch football anymore? I'm kind of scared about that. Molly says, and streaming just keeps going up and up now, suckers. That's true. That's why if you can find the free or the cheap ones. But you know what? The cheap ones and the free ones will always be popular because they're cheap and free. Tasha says, Tyler, come on. You can join the club of nature walkers. The Nature Walkers Club? Well, it is springtime, and it's easier to join that club in the springtime, so getting a little bit of exercise isn't the worst thing in the world, and I do got to walk the dog. And I am looking forward to getting away from the news. I've used the excuse that I've got to stay up to date to keep you up to date. That is not necessary. If you know where to look and you know how to get stuff quick, we can still keep each other updated on what's going on in the world without me plunking myself in front of the television and polluting my brain with bad news. News has become toxic. It's absolute toxicity because the world around us is starting to sour. So now I'm going to put the blinders on and I don't care anymore. I'm putting the blinders on. I don't care. It's time for a cocktail. And I think that aside from news and sports, that's really the only thing that is exclusive to traditional television because they're traditionally done live, right? Sydney says the 80s had the best rock bands. Bring back Michael Jackson. Well, that show will be kind of quiet. And Tosh says, I don't remember those days. I'm sorry, Tosh. Thanks for indulging my old man trip back in time. Tosh says, do a 22K walk. It's great, Tyler. Well, I think the only time I've ever done a 22K walk, Tosh, is when my car broke down. And that was, I vowed to never do that again. Actually, and I don't think it was a 22K walk. It was probably a 2K walk. I'm lying. It was two blocks. It's a two block walk. Hey, Dallas Gibson on Facebook. Marianne says, we cut our cord years ago, never went back. Roku and Pluto are great. Watch those more than Netflix or Prime. Colleen says, we have Netflix. I have an Apple 4K box to stream with and still haven't figured out how to get Amazon Prime on it, which is likely why we can't get you on Twitch, Colleen. Come on now. If you're on Prime, if you're on Amazon Prime, connected to your Twitch account, hit subscribe. It is at no additional cost, but I get $2 from that. And $2 goes a long way. No, it doesn't. But when a few people do it, it can help me to buy dog food for Dizzy. And we love you. Thank you. Maybelline says, we cut our cable over a year ago. Won't go back. Nothing to watch. Bought Roku TV and Prime, Netflix, Paramount. Some came free with the new TV. Maybe that's what I have to do. Maybe it is time to get a new TV. Do rabbit ears still work? This is my other question. Do you guys, like, now, forgive me, Tosh. I am going to put my old man hat back on again. But for those of us that are old enough to remember, at the back of the television were a couple of tiny aluminum antennas that were retractable, and you'd pull them out, and they were called rabbit ears.
And then they went away. Like the dinosaurs.
Good to see a great crowd yesterday at the Dome Building for the Sunrise Credit Union kickoff breakfast for the Royal Manitoba Winter Fair. Great to see the marketing teams there, too. Good morning to our friends at Sunrise Credit Union, sponsors of this year's Royal Manitoba Winter Fair and the amazing Sunrise Breakfast, that great bacon and they had biscuits and everything. It was just a fantastic event. Sunrise Credit Union with 19 locations across southern Manitoba. Again, freedom from fees. You can receive $2,000 when you transfer over an existing mortgage or when you're approved for a new one. Visit sunrisecu.mb.ca. There's money is never an issue there. And Feel the Deal continues with your opportunity to make a purchase with 0% interest on all purchases in-store and online when you put it on the FlexiCard. 24 months equal payments with 0% interest or 12 months with no monthly payments and 0% interest, which means you're not paying anything for a year. But this sale doesn't last long. It's into its final days. The Feel the Deal sales event on at Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue and at leons.ca. At App Law Office, they would love to see you if you're in need of redoing your will. Maybe even just you've got a will already and you'd like to refresh it. Maybe things have changed in your life and it is time to kind of adjust that plan a little bit. App Law Office will hold your hand and they'll make you feel like you are a member of the family and that, the ones you like. And they'll also make sure that you understand exactly what's going on, talking to you in a very respectful and a very helpful way to make sure that you're making the right decisions for you and your family. Building lasting relationships one case at a time with corporate law, real estate transactions, or estate law. It's EPP Law Office at 642 18th, Unaday, across from the RBC on 18th Street. And Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa. Please find them in the UCT Pavilion at the Keystone Center at this year's Royal Manitoba Winter Fair. Drop by because they have all kinds of prize draws they're doing there. And you want to win some stuff from the Elkhorn Resort, Clarso Nordic Spa, okay? UCT Pavilion at the Keystone Center. They've got all kinds of things happening, not just the spa, but of course they've got the water slides, the pool, the beautiful hotel, horseback riding, and a whole lot more. It's a complete complex. So visit them, UCT Pavilion at the Keystone Center at this year's Royal Manitoba Winter Fair. And finally, Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. Get those winter tires off. I know we might see a little bit of snow, but you know what? You got to get those winter tires off. Check your email because you should have received a special offer from Murray's, okay? Time to get those tires switched off. And maybe you've done that already. Or maybe you're just in need of a quick multi-point inspection to get you ready for spring. You get a free tire rotation when you book your multi-point vehicle inspection. It's $52 plus tax, but that special is only on until the end of the month. Go to murrayshevbrandon.com for all the details. Barge that hit a post that holds the bridge up and bridge came down looking for 20 people. I think that's in the old news scroll there. And it is wall-to-wall coverage on the news stations. Bridges tend to collapse if you hit them with a large boat. That does appear to be the case here. There's the boat hitting the bridge, and down it comes. Ah, somebody was probably sleeping. This happened at 1:30 in the morning in Baltimore. And they're saying as many as 20 people may have been on the bridge. You can see there's some trucks actually going across there as he hits the bridge. Or she, I don't know. Yeah, can you imagine being in a car? You're just like, it's the middle of the night. And I mean, that's crazy. Why would Diddy get on an airplane just as law enforcement is conducting a raid on his homes in Florida and California? I think now would be a great time to take a vacation. Bye, everybody. Oh, and it just happens to be on an island without extradition to the United States. P.S. R. Kelly, hang in there, pal. Jesus. What the hell? Good Lord. Diddy's homes, in case you missed it, were raided. The guy's private jet, miles away in a different nation. He fled. TMZ tracked Diddy's personal Love Air LLC jet, the well-known black Gulfstream 5 that Diddy has flaunted and flown for years. And it looks like the aircraft is currently on the ground in Antigua in the Caribbean. Based on the recent flight activity obtained by TMZ, Diddy's jet had been up and down California between Sunday and Monday, taking off from Sacramento Airport Sunday evening and landing in Palm Springs about an hour later. An hour after that, around 7:30, Diddy's jet took off from Palm Springs again and landed at Van Nuys, which is in the LA area. The plane is currently grounded there, although the flight data is yet to update and register him as officially landing. In any case, it's definitely Diddy's jet, no question. The only thing remains unanswered is whether Diddy was on the plane, and there's no evidence of that at this point. However, two of Diddy's homes in LA and Miami were ransacked, swarmed by federal law enforcement agencies on Monday. Armed officials stormed the properties, and they have walked out with computer drives, computer equipment, and a whole bunch of other stuff was confiscated from his home. The raids are believed to have stemmed from accusations hurled at Diddy in multiple lawsuits, which have touched on alleged human and sex trafficking, to which the internet said, so now what do you got to say? The internet, in fact, is saying this is the tip of the iceberg. But what we do know is that his homes have been raided and they've taken all kinds of computer equipment out of his house. And Diddy, for the most part, looks like he has split. I'm out of here. Now, it wouldn't be the first time something like this has happened in the rap world. We all watched R. Kelly. Oh, my God. Didn't they make a reality show out of that? I didn't watch it. But R. Kelly is currently serving time for a bunch of different crimes. And many have said over the years that Diddy was just as bad in allegations hurled at the star, none of which were proven. But now things are heating up. Will Smith got slapped with a speeding ticket in Malibu. Yes, you can run, but you can't hide. Actually, if you run too fast, they will catch you and you will pay. How fast was he going? I've been on this road. Will Smith and I drove the same road. The 55-year-old was doing 63 in a 45 zone on Friday on Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu. Oh, geez. 63 in a 45 zone? I could have got dinged for that. That's not, what is that in metric? That is going 100 in a 75 zone. So, I guess there have been a lot of fatalities on this stretch of road. It's gorgeous. So cops have zero tolerance for speed demons, no matter who they are. They have clocked some cars going 110 miles an hour. Will was going 60 in a 45 zone. I never get a speeding ticket. Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, where you can roll up the rim to win for just a few more days. Your chance to win a new car. That's right, the 2024 Jeep Wrangler Sport 2 Universal Orlando Resort Vacation Packages and other great prizes like $100 gift cards to Apple, DoorDash, Instacart, and Airbnb. Free Tim Hortons products, Tim Rewards points, and more. And every time you reveal a roll, you're entered into a weekly drawing for a $1,000 virtual Visa prepaid card. In celebration of the 60th birthday of Tim's, the guests who reveal their 60th roll will also receive a 10-pack of Timbits. Tim Hortons in Brandon, Verdon, Neepawa, Dauphin, and Mooseman. Alternative Choice Garden Center. Alternative Landscaping is part of the group, and they are going to be a big part of this year's Brandon Home and Leisure Show. Coming up, not this coming weekend, but next weekend. Boy, that Keystone Center, it's one hit after another. It's the Winter Fair this weekend, and then it's the home show. And Alternative Landscaping is proud to be a big part of this year's Brandon Home and Leisure Show. Put it on your radar, get ready for it, and look for them for a chance to win some great prizes and putt and win. They always win so many great awards at the Home and Leisure Show because they invest a lot of time and effort in their display over there. And it's going to be, they're going to make it worth your time to make sure you stop by and say hi at this year's Brandon Home and Leisure Show. Again, that is coming up next weekend. Natural Elements, I'm going over there today to do my tub soak. I'm a little nervous about that. It's not something I've ever done before. Talked about it lots, and I love salt water, so I could be in for a very interesting, relaxing, fun afternoon. I'm going in the salt tub. I'm also doing what they call halotherapy, which is where the air will be filled with mist and some salt in there, too, so it's good for my skin. It's going to be good for my breathing. I'm going to be all rubbery and relaxed tomorrow. Natural Elements, Brandon, your haven for rejuvenation and well-being. You'll find them at 2940 Victoria Avenue. You'll find me stumbling out of 2940 Victoria Avenue later today. All loose and limber like a new man. Your journey of well-being begins here. Visit them at floataway.ca. Skydancer Casino in Belcourt, North Dakota, 88 minutes straight south of Brandon. Your opportunity to check out the water slide park for spring break. Stay in the hotel. They have got four water park tickets and a double queen standard room, just $159 weekdays and $179 on weekends. And not only that, but all kinds of special events from pool tournaments. They had one last weekend to dart tournaments coming in April. Great food, great fun at SkydancerCasino.com. Follow them on the social media channels too, on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. SkydancerCasino.com. Kuiper's Family Bakery has Easter buns. Yes, hot cross buns, special Easter bread. If you want to impress your guests this Easter weekend, go to Kuiper's Family Bakery and load up on baked goods. You won't be disappointed. You'll have cinnamon buns for that company for breakfast. They never disappoint. Have some monster cookies. You're going to have some kids joining you for the Easter. I know they're going to be full of chocolate. It'll give them a break from the chocolate, the monster cookies everybody loves. Kuiper's Family Bakery at 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner beside Tasty's. And finally, Auto Fashion. making sure your car looks fantastic for springtime. During spring break, zip on by Auto Fashion, drop your car off. When you go to pick it up again, you won't even recognize it. It'll be like it's brand new. Inside, new car smell, all that stuff, all cleaned up, looking pretty, looking brand new. And if you've got scratches or dents and you need some paintless dent repair, Auto Fashion is MPI accredited. They take SGI claims too, and you'll find them at 255 17th Street North behind Lee's Buffet. As I was getting ready for the show and getting my ham ready for the big taste test, here it is. There is Berkshire Sired Premium Bone-In Shankless Ham. This I can't wait to get into. There is the package, Lee Farms in St. Anne, Manitoba. Yes, not only Western Canadian pork, but close to home, St. Anne, Manitoba. Certified pork, animal care, traceability, the finest quality ham. If you want to get the best ham money can buy, or very close to it, and I've been slow roasting this baby since last night. This is me getting it out of the package and into the slow roaster. And now we take a look at this. Ooh, have a look at that. Oh, I grabbed the outside part of the ham. Oh, I can't wait to taste it. Berkshire Premium Pork Ham. Oh, my gosh. Look at that. Of course, it's pink and delicious. Oh, wow. Effortless chewing. And it is perfectly seasoned. You know how ham can be a little bit on the salty side? This is literally perfect ham. Perfect ham. And it took nothing to cook. Just slow roast it. You put it in on low heat. Make sure it's at 160 Fahrenheit. You put it in, you know what's good? What I did is in the slow cooker. You seal it off in the slow cooker, and you do it on very low heat through the night. Oh, my God. This is literally the best ham I've ever eaten in my life. In my life. That outside crust is just, oh, to die for. Oh, wow. Yay, Manitoba. We do it upright. Manitoba pork, there's just, you know what? There's no two ways about it. We're the best. When it comes to pork, we know what we're doing. We're the bacon capital. We're the ham capital. We have got it all figured out when it comes to pork. So go to Co-ops of Westman and get yourself one of these. I guarantee you will love it. Now, it is going to be a little bit more than what you're used to if you're, and that tastes like more. You're at home here. Heritage, Pembina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary Co-op, Nipaw Gladstone Co-op, and Hamiota Co-op. They've all got them. Go in there and get your ham for the Easter weekend. Hot chocolate, cocoa prices. Look at them. Price per ton for cocoa. So if you like hot chocolate, if you like chocolate milk, if you're a chocolate lover of any kind, make sure you stock up on chocolate. If you see it on sale, chocolate prices have hit record highs as the world faces a massive shortage of the cocoa bean. Of course, we seem to be short on everything these days, but cocoa prices have more than doubled in the past year, propelled by poor crops on the Ivory Coast and Ghana. So if you see chocolate, make sure you stock up on chocolate. That's going to be the next thing that is got. There's the beloved Tropicana. Opened in the 1950s. And actually, it was a guy from North Dakota that started the Tropicana Hotel. And he built a big arena in his own honor in Grand Forks. The Ralph. Ralph Engelstead was his name. And he made a fortune. Then he built an arena in his hometown, Grand Forks. But the reason we're mentioning this is because the Tropicana is going to be destroyed. The Tropicana Hotel has to come down. It has to come down to make room for the new baseball stadium that is going to be going there. I guess the Oakland A's are going to move to Las Vegas, and they're going to have to play baseball somewhere, and that's where they've decided they're going to play baseball. So I think you can stay at the Tropicana for another couple of weeks, but demolition day is coming. If Vegas can do something well, it is demolition. That's an old one. I can't believe the Circus Circus is still going. I would think that the Circus Circus is ripe for demolition, too. And the Luxor has been around for a long time. Have you ever stayed at the Tropicana? Let me know in chat. I've never stayed there. Been to the casino. Got some free swag the first time we ever went to Las Vegas. They were handing out free coffee mugs and decks of cards and stuff like that. I remember the Tropicana's like, oh, they're handing out free cool free stuff. Food, fun places. Vegas can be a fun place. It's turned into a very expensive place. McDonald's is throwing the gauntlet down. Is throwing the donut gauntlet down. In the United States, McDonald's is going to team up with Krispy Kreme donuts by the end of 2026. Now, there's no word on whether or not that's going to happen in Canada, but if I was a betting man, I would say yes, because I would think that McDonald's is going to want to come after Tim Hortons lunch. Now, the thing to keep in mind about McDonald's selling donuts, though, is that the real star of the show with Krispy Kreme is the freshness of it. If you've ever been to a Krispy Kreme donut shop, they are incredible donuts. Probably one of the best donuts I think I've ever had in my life was a Krispy Kreme. However, it was a fresh Krispy Kreme. And you know what I'm talking about, because some burger places are like that. You get their fresh fries. In-N-Out Burger is like that. I get their fresh fries. Delicious. In 15 minutes, I actually won't eat them. I eat pretty much everything. Burgers still good after 50 minutes, but they're a fresh potato. And when they're like come out of the fryer, they're delicious. But within 15 minutes, it just tanks. They're not meant to have any kind of shelf life. So therein lies the challenge for McDonald's. If they do it right, it'll be a big success. But these donuts have got to be fresh, because I'm sure you've had a donut that is like, it's kind of like a hockey puck. We had the debate on how cooked you want your bacon. Most people like crispy bacon, thank God. But this guy was eating that sloppy floppy bacon. Lightly cooked, they call it. And it led to a tapeworm infection for a guy in Florida. He had migraines every week for month after month after month. Then the doctors did a little exam and found out you got a critter inside your skull, man. You got a critter living in your skull. I don't even know how they got it out. The case is rare in the U.S. where infected pork is historically unusual. Well, you didn't cook it enough. Cook it. Cook your bacon. These are some nice pieces of bacon right here. He got this parasitic infection in the brain after eating undercooked bacon. Well, of course he did. Silly guy. You need to have the bacon like this, nice and crispy. He says, I have a regular diet, except one time I had some bacon and didn't feel all that great after. It's very rare for patients to contract this disease outside of classic exposures or travel, and such cases in the United States were thought to not even exist. But no, thank you, undercooked bacon. Look at this. Critters in the skull. Critters in the skull. Living in your brain. Brains. You must eat meat only to which is properly inspected and properly cooked. But thankfully, this is an easy fix. However, comes as a warning to those of you who like the sloppy, floppy bacon. Another door at Boeing has flown open inadvertently. Can you believe this? Boeing has another door that has inadvertently swung open wide. However, this door is in the CEO's office. Now we know there's a something. Now, something that didn't have my attention a while back has got me going, whoa, wait a second, what? There is a huge management shakeup at Boeing. This happened yesterday. The CEO, gone. Board chair, gone. Commercial airlines chief, gone. All gone. Is Boeing having any kinds of issues these days?
Why is everybody leaving? Why is the party over? At Boeing. Wasn't just doors. Wheels falling off. Wings falling off. Parts falling off. And then yesterday afternoon, the most important door of them all, the boardroom door, flew open and out they went. Gone. Now we'll see what happens. But I'm thinking if I ran an airline right now, I would be instructing every single one of my mechanics, everybody who does regular maintenance on Boeing aircraft, to make sure, double check, triple check. Now is the time to make sure that we are checking these aircraft, because this is not good, Tim. This is not good. It's one thing to have these incidents, but then all of a sudden, all of these executives are gone, not to mention the whistleblower who ended up dead, but apparently he, you know, took matters into his own hands, allegedly. This is all adding up to some very interesting times for one of the largest manufacturers of airplanes in the world. Anyway, I gotta get some tinfoil. I gotta get some foil for you, some foil for me. Let's go, tinfoil. Thanks, Cindy. I will. I'll have some fun at the fair. Watch for an update on social media later today. You guys have fun too. Enjoy your day. And we shall meet again tomorrow morning at 7 o'clock. And again, I'm going for my soak over at the at Natural Elements. So I might be loosey-goosey tomorrow. Might be a very interesting show. More interesting than normal. You guys have a great day. If you're taking in the Royal Manitoba Winter Fair, enjoy. Make sure that bacon is fully cooked now. And we'll see you again tomorrow for more food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. Have a great Tuesday. Thanks for being here, guys, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Wix is the website builder that just keeps on giving. It's giving...
I just built my whole site in under an hour.
It's giving...
I actually made that?
Whoa.
It's giving...
Our sales are through the roof.
So whether you need help expressing yourself or just need something to make your life easier, Wix has you covered. Try it out at Wix.com.